Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And as per usual, your presenter will be Sluggy. Good evening to you, Sluggy.
Good evening, manners, and respect. Greetings to everyone. Yes, you know, the phone lines open, WhatsApp open. Let me go. Thanks for tuning in again to another Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Today, you know, pay respects to a few greats. You know, I'm going on a good couple Saturdays, and response have been great, like, better than I expected. But we ain't get to play enough music, see, you know what I mean? We ain't really get to show off our arsenal, you know what I mean? How much music we have and how much music we know, and speak about the music between ourselves. Our first show, you know, we did a little. We asked about our favorite tunes and so on, a little, but being by the guests come in and guests have so much information, and then every Saturday we always get a story that throws us for a loop that'd be interesting, you know, you can't stop hearing. And you gotta play a lot of music. Today we will try to we can pay some respects and to the great Sir Richard Stout. You know, you don't call him anything other than Sir Richard Stout. He's not knighted as yet, but that just me, and I don't really care about your knighthood and, you know, the queen thing. Once we ourselves accept ourselves, you know, that's enough. So that's my reason for calling him Sir. We can try to get some music from the great, and know, play some from the others. You can also take some calls on here, some of your favorite Richard Stout songs. No, it's not his birthday. No, he's still alive. I know that we do these things only on birthdays sometimes, or, you know, if something sad happens or something extremely great happens. But Sunday, we just got to take a moment out and salute the greats, you know what I mean? So let's go to the phone lines. Good evening, manners and respect.
Manners. Good.
How are you? How are you?
I good. What about you?
I'm great.
Good, it's always good. I just can't wait till 6 o'clock. Get here, I just want to go and meet it.
Well, you want to meet 6 o'clock?
Yeah,
look, Celie, I've never heard that. It was she just want to meet 6 o'clock.
Bring it along so that you will get there fast. Well,
you just want to hear me that bad?
Yeah.
No, it's kind of to get here either.
I know,
you always gonna be that hype, but I know you're gonna be able to get there, man. Yeah, you always up, though. Your energy level always up. We can pay some respects to return today, you know.
That's a good thing. I was sitting here with my eyes on the clock.
yes. You don't want a favorite Richard Stout songs? Or even the Opals, because you know he's singing the Opals too, but a favorite Richard Stout song?
Can't wait to get on to my woman.
Oh gosh. Hey, listen, if I know her, see, if you know our callers, you know that was coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I get home to you and my children.
That would be the best part of my day.
That's a big one.
Yes.
That's a big tune.
Gotcha, man.
That's a big tune. See, we gotta get you that one. So how was your week? How was your week going?
My week was good. Workable, but good.
Workable.
Yeah, I did some exercise in between there.
What?
Working good, yeah.
Exercise and anything too?
Yeah.
You keeping in shape, you running a marathon, you getting married, was the occasion?
No.
Just feel healthy?
Just tell myself, I put on some extra weight, so I need to get it off.
What kind of exercise you do that you could speak of on air?
I walk. Mm. I went to the gym yesterday.
What?
Yesterday
gym morning. Anything too?
Yeah, I went in the gym yesterday morning, did some weight,
mm-hmm.
came back and did some walking,
mm-hmm.
then I went to work, you know, just
I like how that song.
Yeah.
I like how that song, you gotta join you.
You must do that. I guess you're supposed to be taking us for the radio program tomorrow, but then Dr. Boyce come and want to see how much weight.
I'm on track.
On track?
Yes, please.
Good. The people keeping tabs, Steely boy. People keeping tabs.
I tell you, as a ZOB woman, everything that go on as ZOB, I must know.
So you're waiting until?
I wait until tomorrow now to see how much the good doctor said how much she lose, but I hear Steely say anything. So I can't
but don't forget, it was an 8-week period. That's what we ain't there yet.
I keep my ears close to the ground.
Don't forget.
Know what's going on.
Don't forget, she's one pill only time, Steely.
Yeah. Yes.
Want to meet it.
So manners and respect.
All the time, manners. All the time. We can get that and get that big tune for you. Play that tune for you right now.
Philly.
Yes, please.
I'll be waiting for you tomorrow. Today's
Sluggy.
Manners and respect.
Correct.
Tomorrow I will wait for you.
No problem.
All right.
Have yourself a good evening.
Great day.
Thank you kindly.
All right. Bye-bye. Same to you.
All right.
Another caller. Good evening. Manners and respect. This is your boy, Sluggy.
Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners and respect.
Enough manners and respect to you and Mr. Seeley.
Have a good evening.
Yeah. You have a good Valentine yesterday.
And me all, Seeley.
All two of you, all I'm speaking
as, to. As a lover, so as met every day of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I hope so too, because on every day I say that too. Every day is Valentine's.
Yeah.
That special day. It don't mind it be a special day, but it make it more special yeah. than it.
But you know your system. You know your system can't tell you Rasta Mama to celebrate love. It bound fair for them things.
Yes.
You know me already.
I hope y'all had a nice Valentine.
Yeah, it was great. How was yours? You speaking about ours, but how was your Valentine? Oh, you play some nice Belgian music.
I ain't have no Valentine. I don't have any.
Yeah.
But I still drink a little wine in between.
By yourself?
Yes, why not?
Why? Self-medicating, I think.
Yeah, why not? I had a little bar by myself.
Well, I know you say a little alcohol is good for the soul.
You know the drift.
Yeah, little boy. I'm still glad you get to enjoy your Valentine's.
Of course, yes.
So that means you got a Belgian tune you want here, a Belgian.
Yes, I want here. Really, no, Richard, don't have enough sweet ones.
Yes.
But right now, there's one with, I'm sitting here with the eyes on the clock.
Yeah, the big one, yeah.
Yeah, so I would like to hear that, please.
Oh, they like the same one that we requested before, correct? Yeah, someone just requested that so we can play that for sure.
Right, I love to hear that.
Well, that's good. Yeah. And that's the only one you want here? You want to hear another one?
I want to hear all. If you could play all, tonight play all.
We playing all for you.
Yes, and this is the Superlative Crew that call in.
Yes, big up Superlative Crew, man. Yes, big up everybody locked on. Enough love, manners, and respect.
Enough respect.
Yes.
Yes, please. So y'all have a nice day when y'all leaving.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, and you too.
Thank you.
Okay,
there. Yeah. One more CD, what are we doing? Are you blazing some music? I'll begin taking. Begin. That's you. Well, sorry about that, people. That was silly. we can blaze some tunes, you know. We owe the people some music, silly. You know, every Saturday we talk a lot, which I love and enjoy. You get all the information, but we want to blaze some music, especially some Belgian music. You know, this Belgian rhythm and rhyme, so you're hearing nothing but Belgian greats at all times. So keep it locked. This is 92.9 VOB. This is your boy Sluggy. Every Saturday at 6, Belgian rhythm and rhyme.
And I love this song as well.
Yeah.
Several hours now, and things are never easy around here. Now every second tells me the end of a day's work is near, and every second brings me closer to the best part of my day. When I get home with you and the children, that will be the best part of my day. When I get home with you and the children, would be the best part of my day. I can see you meeting me at the door with a warm and lovely smile on your face. Wide open arms just waiting to touch me and soothingly caress my weary soul. I feel so good when the evening comes and it's time to go home to you, baby. Better get home with you and the children. That'll
Manners and respect. Greetings, welcome back. I know the phone line's still open. I'm still taking requests. You know, WhatsApp open and still taking requests all around. Ahanjia, come to the mic. Get close to the mic. No. Seeley, I want you to make sure your mic is on. Because you have a bone to pick. You have a call? Let you see it by the bell. Good evening, Beja Rhythm and Ryan Manners. This is your boy Sluggy.
Manners,
good evening. How are you?
I am good for now.
Yes, that's what we want here. You got your favorite Beijing tune ready? Richard, preferably? But it could be any of them. It don't mind which one it is.
Shirley Stroh, Walk Away From Love.
Well, Walk Away From Love, the classic.
I'm not the new version.
So you know who don't play that? It's right here.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, he not so long.
Well, you want to hear it again?
Not necessarily.
You sure? You pick a next one day?
Yes. You can play.
Take your time, man. Take your time. We're listening.
What is her name?
They got a million.
Stand By Love.
Oh, that's a sweet one. Not gonna be a Stand By Love. Right. Yeah. Yes, that's a sweet one. Stand By Love, CD. So, how's everything?
Everything is good for now.
Oh, sweet.
I was calling actually to tell Gregston, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's.
This is Dion. Oh.
Hello, Dion. How are you doing, my dear?
Be careful calling names.
Nice to hear you.
Be careful calling names.
And thank you kindly for Christmas. What else? New Year's, Valentine.
Yes.
Crop over to come. Summer.
Ted. That's enough love, you know, it's getting Christmas love, New Year's love, and Valentine's love all in one.
Thank you, Dion. Thank you kindly.
Let you know that I have been a listener of Gregson's from returning on 104.
Years ago.
Okay. So that means you get in tune to the love.
104. When he and Dennis and Cedric and those used to play.
Yeah. You know Dennis playing with the love, man.
No. Dennis ain't play. Listen, you have to hear Dennis. Dennis is the one that has caused people to increase the population.
Listen to me. Yeah. I got to have to speak to him. You have to have a low chat with him. That way, boy, that way, buddy for life, man. Dennis is a legend. Just ain't know it yet.
Dennis just plays the music and he plays the musical. All he can do is listen.
It's true. It's true that Dennis.
Dennis is the only one that I can find love music for Christmas.
Actually, Dennis.
Love music.
Dennis is one of the people, although not born here. Dennis is one of the people that school me from lots of Beijing music, a lot of Barbadian music. That man got a lot of knowledge in the head, boy.
Oh yes.
Yeah, so stand by love. This is a ode to anyone, this is sending out to anyone, or this is just one of your songs you like?
That's just one of the songs I like.
Okay, just asking.
No, I'm not.
Oh. 'Cause you know here again, Grayson, three different types of love, and then you want to hear Stand By Love. So, you know, I was curious, you know what I mean? Inquiring minds want to know.
Now, being Gregson, we're good friends, but, you know, friends that you don't hear often.
Oh, but your love's still strong.
It's still there, you still, so.
Yeah, them are the best friends to have, man. Got your back all the time.
Right, so, just get a chance to tell him Happy New Year and everything. So
yes.
I do it now.
Yeah. Yes, man. Thanks a lot here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. And have a great, great day.
Yes, and you all get home safe at the end of this show. Please.
Thank you, Dion.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, Stand By Love. I mean, Grayson, another call. Good evening. This is your boy, Sluggy, along with Stand By Love.
Are you all speaking of Mr. Dennis Johnson?
Yes, please. The great.
Listen. Hold it. He belong to me here, so don't touch. Don't even look at
him. Hi, that we were here.
I'll be flying down there in a hurry. Don't even look at Mr. Celia getting on Rooney. Don't touch Dennis.
Celia, that was sluggy, sorry.
But don't Dennis belong to me.
Wait.
I love him.
Celia, get you in trouble, Celia.
Well, listen, it always happens. I don't understand how come.
Then it's time to come off. You think, oh, Lord. Man, he just put you to sleep with the music.
But you know that everything that was said about Dennis was all complimentary.
Yeah.
Every single thing.
No, but she's saying that she loves him so much. Don't touch him.
Yes,
Don't touch him.
You Sluggy getting unruly. And
right, Sluggy.
Yes, I am. Everybody know that. I am unruly.
And Mrs. Seeley, listen, don't doubt. What I say about Mrs. Seeley, I love him too.
Oh.
He's nice and whatever. I just love Mr. Johnson. I just love Mr. Johnson.
But we love you too.
I love all the boys. All.
Oh.
Even Andrew Seeley and all.
So what? Now we're talking about, man. So you have any favorite Richard Stout tunes?
But not that I can remember, no. But they're all good, but not really that I can remember, no.
Give me one of your favorite Bearden tunes, then. You can't tell me all about a favorite Bearden tune.
There's so much I can't tell you. I love classical music, though.
Oh, you love classical music?
Of course.
Okay.
Gosh, man. Well, I like all of my boys. I like to hear brass. Oh, and this guy, Sanka Price. Oh, okay. Lord.
Sanka.
All of my boys. Mrs. Seeley. And I love to hear Miss the Doc. So you take care.
Thank you, ma'am.
Right, thank you very much.
We all thank you.
I love you all, but there's a special love, Mrs. Seeley, and a more special love, Mr. Dennis Johnson.
Don't touch him. Yes.
We both appreciate it.
Yes.
Take care.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
All right, we got a Beijing girl and we got a standby love.
Then we get taking some music. Thanks for all the calls, you know, and maximum respect to my brethren, Dennis Johnson. We can take one more call before we go to some music. Good evening, manners and respect, Beijing Rhythm and Ring. A good, Ahanjia.
Yes,
step to the mic. Seeley, before we go to the music, I was saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that Ahanjia's coming here pretty often. You know, sit down and be my co-host. We giving our thanks and praises, you know, for Mr. Stout and what he's done for the whole entertainment landscape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And, you know, like, giving our flowers know that he could smell them, right? And would you know, Mr. Seeley, and I tell you this live on air too,
mm-hmm.
that this lady who comes in here all the time, who we rant and rave about, mm-hmm. won the juniors 1 week and the next week won the seniors. All at the age of 12. So she
reigned. She never mentioned this before.
She reigned 6 to 12 at 12, and then she reigned the 13 to 21 at 12. The first person to do that ever. And I hear all the time, and they saying nothing about it, and I just stepped with the mic. like first thing first, this is true, right? I just want to make sure this is true.
Yeah, it's I even won the essay competition by then, so it was kind of like the first person to do the triple track. The only person then after to do that
at
was...
At 12, the same year?
Yeah, at 12, that same year. The only person after to do that was Trinity Clark, and that was...
Trinity Wall?
Yeah,
she did. 12.
Yeah, 30, I think that was probably the year after.
Yeah. Well, you did it first?
Yeah.
She was a trendsetter.
that is crazy. And today, I don't think anyone besides you and Trinity do it.
No.
As yet.
No.
Because that's not an easy feat for sure. Because you would have got children.
Not at all.
You would have had children in the 13 to 21 that would have been singing for a couple of years, you know, accustomed to the stairs, the crowd like them real bad, you know, they're singing big tunes. So whose idea it was to enter the teen after you entered juniors, who idea it was automatic?
No, it was quite automatic because Richard was like, if you have just as much points as they have, what is stopping you from competing?
So that was Richard's call?
So that was his call.
Well, bigger the godfather for that one. And you didn't felt, and you didn't...
intimidated at any point?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I knew that in that time they were also like great other singers and great performers, but I did not put myself in a situation where I thought that, oh no, I can't be better than any of them. It was just pure thoughts and pure energy going into that final.
So
I remember, because everybody seemed to be so tense and it was so relaxed, because I was like, you know what, I won the junior final. I have nothing to prove to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when I do this senior final, I would just give it my best shot. And I ended up being queen that night.
So if, besides the push from Richard, that wasn't your score, you was like, all right, even the 6 to 12, I could relax. No, you didn't, you were thinking about it before, or Richard put the thought in your head?
It was quite automatic. It was nothing that I had to really put into consideration. It was, you won probably first, second, and third of my competition
mm-hmm.
would have
garnered as well.
Enough points to
okay.
automatically move on to the next stage of competition.
Well, again, that's great. But all right, how would you compare the first finals and the feeling going in compared to the feeling going in the second finals?
the first final, I think I was way more emotional and teary.
Before you enter?
Before the final, the senior final. Mm-hmm. At the junior final, I was announced winner. I stopped. I looked wrong. Like, I got to win. Sure, it's me. I cried. He was like, give the young lady 5 minutes so she can compose herself. And then I sang a verse of the winning song.
So, but before that, right, before the finals.
Yes, please.
How did you feel going in? Like, you had an idea about you were convinced this, or you just went and sing?
Before which final?
The first one, 6 to 12.
I know that I had a great chance, even though after the funny thing about it, the irony or the paradox of this whole situation is that when I had did my first preliminary, which was preliminary number 2, because I had recently just told my sister I wanted to sing, and he was like, you sound ready for 2, I gonna do 2. I did not even place. He was like, you need to come back. No, I came back in the 5th preliminary, and when I came back in the 5th preliminary, I placed 2nd to a girl. I think at that time her name was Jessica.
Wait. This is the same year?
Yes, this was the same year. It was an eventful year. But after I had placed...
Wait, hold on a minute, man. See, we hear this? She maintained at first, 2nd preliminary. Did not place.
Did not even place.
Come back and sing the 5th preliminary?
And play 2nd. Yeah.
And play 2nd?
Yeah. I played 2nd to...
So what about the first... And you went on from not placing to placing 2nd to winning?
Yeah.
And then to winning the
Yes. I mean...
So this was the part of you or your judges? I just want... Like, so you the field not ready?
The first time, I mean, it was nerve-wracking. I would say it was nerve-wracking. So it was as if I was there, but... I there in body.
Wait, this story. This story. Right, listen to me, right, Steely. Like I talked to her before. I taught her a lot. This story, you know, is even crazier. Not placing. Like, you know what I mean? She did not place the first preliminary. Then she came 2nd. And then she went on to win the finals. After all that, she went to win the finals with the senior children. Like, that is crazy. Continue, Ahanjia. So... How different was the second time you coming around?
The second time around,
I mean, the final, I mean, after not placing.
Oh, how difficult was
because,
it?
Because
I know the
for
pressure
me,
was on though, because I yeah. knew that after that, probably then, you know, because of the amount of people in the other preliminaries, that there was no way that I would be placed in another one. I mean, I had already made up in my mind that, you know, after that second preliminary, after that second shot, and what. Ever happened, and I was done. I mean, I had put that in my head.
So you changed the songs?
Yes, I did.
I don't know how Sir Richard sees these things. See, like I've seen it already too. Well, you know, my time was long before hers, but I've seen it. People come. That time we were at the Lonely Hearts Club, and people come in, you know, ain't ready. Like, oh, you know, as children, you know, you're stupid. I mean, I'm kind of boy. So you talking me at a child, you know, like we foolish, you can laugh. The boy ain't ready, you can laugh. You know, children are ready, innocent, you ain't really mean a malice, but she ain't ready. And Richard will stop. You know what I mean? Don't do it. Tell the body, listen, go and look at this artist. Go and look at this singer. Look at these songs. You know what I mean? Look at doing this song in this tone. He told me, Sluggy, learn to not to be afraid to go from your chest to your head. Richard's the first boy told me that in terms of singing. Don't be afraid to go from your chest, voice to your head, voice. Explore it. Anyhow, then you come back now. Bruce and Barry. It was there, Bruce and Barry Chandler, right? In the group. And these singing like Chipmunks, you know, making sport. Bruce and Barry, you know, like a lot of sport at time. And no one could have seen it. And then at the finals, the same Bruce and Barry, who was making sport, come 2nd. So you don't know how it still have me a bit perplexed. How does it happen? How Richard sees these things that you can't see. You know, this person making sport, they may sound that good, and then the person come along and win the competition. Like a Hanjie, Richard pushing a Hanjie, she in place. He still allow her to enter another preliminary after not placing. And then she comes second, she didn't win, and then went on to win the finals. So you think that's, for me, like...
Some people just have enough spotting talent.
Like, but I mean, like, talent that you can't see because if the proof wasn't ocular, you can see it or you can hear it, you know what I mean? And, like, man, she in place, all right, you know, you can all the way come back next year. But he was like, no, you already know. That had to be crazy, Hanjie, to not place, then to place, then to winning. And then to go and take on another battle of the senior children. So how it was the second time around over the senior children after going through all that?
Well, by that time, I had a lot more confidence, I would say. So my selection of songs only initially was problematic. But by the time I had won junior finals, I found that I, you know, had got a better grasp of what I really wanted to sing and what I was comfortable singing. And it was just a matter of me delivering.
So all this change happened in a week, sixteen?
In
a week. Or 2 weeks? Because the finals between the two be about 2 weeks.
Thanks to the Saturday practice right before finals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And this was for the seniors?
I was still, because at that time I kind of felt intimidated because I was like, I am one of the youngest in competition. And I'm just like, am I ready for this final? But then I practiced this Saturday and I just had this burst of confidence and it was ready.
Like that, you can imagine like God, that's what you keep saying, Sir Richard, or you can imagine a young child coming in, you know, not full of confidence as yet, but he's able to see past his shyness, see past the mistakes that you would have been making due to not being confident. Because when you're nervous, you make a lot of careless mistakes. And then for him to see past that, for then this girl to come, you know, like double crown winner. And then, like, no, when it comes to young people, you know, for me, because he's marked real hard, like, Hanjie knows one of the best. I mean, the best of the best. He's a very, very good vocalist. But for he to see first, because this ain't no, I seeing it no. But this is, like, you know, like 3-4 years ago that he see it, that we know seeing it. Like, it got salute, Sir Richard Stowe. And it got a good evening, manners and respect to my brethren, Kinky Star. Thanks for coming in today, my brother. I really, really appreciate you doing this for real, from the bottom of my heart. So thanks a lot for coming in, Mr. Kinky Star. Good evening.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And yes, I know you got the mic peeking because they have to sit up properly. You know, Richard always tell us sit up. I mean, speaking, look a man in his eyes, you know what I mean? Look a man in his face and tell him to go out, tell him don't look down at his shoes. Richard's always tell this thing to make me the small. Look up, Sluggy. Take a hand out of your pocket, Sluggy. Right? I have to say a good evening, Sir Richard Stowe. Good evening. And it's an absolute pleasure to have you here this evening on Beige Rhythm and Rhyme, Sir. And I just want, before we start anything, before we say anything, I just want to thank you for everything. And I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart, Sir. Good evening.
Good evening to you, Sluggy. Good evening to the listeners as well. Johanji, you're looking as nice as ever, this young lady here.
Yes.
And it's a pleasure to be here. I heard you talking about her entry into Teen Talent.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know that when I started to let the little ones enter with the big ones, they wanted to kill me. They
were, yeah, like, what I tell you, I know, yeah.
I know you would have heard.
Yes.
He's a madman.
He crazy. He's doing it. Don't put him in that fire. It's
but,
true.
But the beast of the wild was led by a child. I'm aware of that. I'm very biblical. And I read my Bible a lot.
Drop us some lyrics there, boy, Richard.
Yes,
boy.
Yes. And he also said a little child should lead them. And when I allowed Johanji to compete in the both divisions, the 13 to 21, the 6 to 12, they were like, what is this? So then she went ahead and she won the 6 to 12. She won the 13 to 21. Mm-hmm. She also won the best, the essay competition, you know, because they have an essay competition too, which I think is very important. because it's all right to develop an artist, but they also have to be able to deal with themselves as an individual. Their personalities, mm-hmm. you call it artistry.
Yes.
You know? It's all right to be an artist, but where's your artistry?
Yeah.
You
know?
Do you have
talk artistry? Talk the things, Godfather. Talk the things.
Right. And artistry is being able to present yourself in public.
True.
You know, speak to people, how to handle your situations in a very applicable way. And I think it's very important that we teach our children this. And this young lady, you know, she was amazing. I mean, I mean, she just blew everybody away. Then I saw her going to the Junior Monarch, because I want them to go forward and do different things, you know, and get ahead with their lives, and try to be. I want to see them become big stars, you know. And as soon as I get them the platform, that's it. I don't manage people. I don't believe in management. I believe people should manage themselves.
And listen, right, before you carry on, you know that's one of the real things about you, because most other people in the world do it. Mm. You all know they got a lot of cultural vultures out there. Mm. I mean all of the world. Mm. I mean the barbarous, but this whole the world is, that's normal business. Like, we got competitions, or you got a talent agency, yes. or you know, people come through there, you got a lot of them for life, or you got a lot of them for 20 years. But from me, the small, because I was in teen talent myself, and from small, you always saying, no, you're not doing it. Everybody's, no. I remember everybody saying, Richard, why are you not doing it? Especially if you have so much success, you know, with Allison, with Adrian Clark, with Edwin Yerwe, you know, Miss B, everybody, Barry Chandler, Shaka McNeil, you could go on and on.
I'd like to say that Crabover is teen talent. I mean,
yeah.
they're all the talent in the Crabover.
But you always say, sir, that no, you're not doing it. Why? But why though? Why? Because it's still business.
Yeah, but it's not business that I'm doing.
Okay.
What I'm doing is productivity.
Nice.
Helping people to get ahead with their lives, you know, and you don't want to take these kids. You let them have fun, let them enjoy themselves, money and all that. That's not necessary. You know, you can have all the money in the world, you're going to leave it here. The only thing you take with you is your dignity. You know,
how that's real talk.
Yeah, I'm serious. You know, I think people are too concerned about material things, and they want 9 houses, and they only have 2 feet. You know, 4 cars and 2 hands. Yeah. So I think life should be very unselfish. And I remember when Kareen Clark's daughter was offered to sing at the Rihanna Drive opening, the tours board, they called me, mm-hmm. and said, well, we want to have the little girl sing for Rihanna's opening. And I said, listen, sir, here is the mother's number, call her and speak to her.
That's you for sure.
Out of my hands, you know, deal with the mom. And let her, because that's a woman's child, you know. Your hands are parents are there for her. You know, who am I to be controlling a child's life? You know, I'm just a person who gives an opportunity. And that's my philosophy, and I'll never change it.
Let me tell you, you're one of a kind for sure, yeah. for sure, because as long as I know myself, that was always you in the same. You stick to call today, you can't bring no one that say, well, I sang to Richard, they can't do this, or
you're
I can't sing anywhere
else. The competition.
Yeah, it's true. And
which is why
I keep saying you deserve the world, no matter what. Like, and you don't have to say, you know, I mean, I won't expect you to say either, you know, but I was safe for you, for sure. But you deserve the world, because the platform is constant. Mm-hmm. No matter what comes or what goes, you can't beat consistency. So youth knowing, and this was me as a youngster, especially coming from certain background, you don't care who comes through the door. Most other things at this time, I'm speaking from experience, from both being a harder's you on the street, to then being a policeman in the police band, and then going on and being a teacher, you know, me dealing with the youth. So this time, the experience, not that I see, like in certain things you were going, as you come from a certain way, look a certain way, speak a certain way, they're not going to look at you. You know what I mean? But I saw Barry Chandler and Bruce coming hard ears, and all of you the real hard ears. No one, you know, different. You knew them from cricket.
Yes.
No, but not around you, because you knew us, but how we was around you wasn't how we were. You know what I mean? I can tell without knowing that you're old. But you know what I mean? But you would have known, because you would hear stories. Then, boy,
I tell you something.
Yes, happened. Go ahead.
Barry Chandler came to my house one day with yellow hair, green hair. I'm pink hair. You know, I said, where are you going? He says, sir, I come to see you. I said, but I don't have powers in my house. Then you have to go wash that out and then come back. I don't, in case somebody think you're powered and shoot, you got a perk. He said, I can't come. I said, no, not before you take that dye out of your hair, man. I want you to come here as a man. You know, get some locks or something, or wear a beard. You know, that's fine with me. Yeah, but don't come in here with green and pink and yellow. You know, give me some African thing. You know, and be a natural man.
Yeah.
And he said, "All right, sir, no problem." Same thing. I took him.
No problem. It's true. That's Barry.
I took him to play cricket game one Sunday, and he came out with his hair not combed. I says, "Go back inside, get the comb and comb your hair." Right. It's one thing to make not, but if you make not and you do not look good, you make not twice. So you never can say I didn't got the comb.
Listen, how I know for sure that Sandy's story is true. I saw you did that bar already. I didn't tell you exactly where you played. It was for Carlton, and I think it wasn't first division intermediate.
Yes, right.
Like my memory real good, right? And that's, and we were coming, and we were coming. We were going there. So I burn it back in the house, get clothes.
Yep.
Not cricket clothes, but just clothes just in case. He said, my Richard give me here, you know. He's Richard McTown, you know, I like how that shirt look. You know, we're walking about, so you know what I mean? Yeah. Just in case. So Richard, like, when you speak about artistry, that's how he experienced that first time, because it was on and off the stage.
That's right.
So, and that's something that you can't put, like you say, you can't put a price tag on that, because you technically don't have to care about us off the stage.
Exactly.
But you did, because cricket had to do with team talent.
No.
But you make sure you tell him you present yourself well. And I can tell Barry the same thing. From those experiences, Bruce and Barry played for Barbados.
Yeah, they played on the 19th cricket for Barbados.
Yeah, you understand. Yeah. Played for Barbados, so it wasn't like, it like the theory ain't working.
No,
it worked. The proof is in the pudding.
You know, on your side, Sluggy, I got my satisfaction from you when I saw you in the police band.
Yeah,
I felt like I won $1 million. Because you know, when Sluggy comes to the rehearsals and so on, he was like, you know, talented, you know, but laid back, and you know, like he was asking himself questions. But he always had that leadership skill.
Yeah.
I just want to say,
I didn't know how to channel it, but you're right.
I'm proud to see what you've done with it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It's amazing. And when I heard you singing with the police band, I sat there in awe. I said, well, God is good.
If I can show you something now, like people didn't know when I left school, before I got in the police band, when I leave school with nothing. I didn't have a birth certificate.
Wow.
But I get in the police band because of teen talent. We had an interview at CBC. Because you know you still do the interviews.
Yes.
But that, you know, when you're young and you never do anything so before, you're excited. So you had an interview at CBC, calling in for this purpose, right? And on my way going there, bumming the lift, station Sharon Chadan, who's now deceased, you know, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. But I was going to CBC for the interview for the teen talent. I think we did it in semifinals. All preliminaries, but we used to have one for preliminaries and still same photos and finals. Yeah. I know you always love the radio. Anyhow, so then the tell me he saw me, and at that time you used to get a lot more press too. When it's a press and media, that's something we can speak about too, right? But anyhow, so then I'm saying that I'm so I saw you in the paper and saw the write up. You like singing, but you like music though. It's a yeah, man. You tell me, man, police band looking for some people and so on. He said, Richard will vote for you. You know, Richard's Grigan. That was it. Tadam asked me. It's a yes, man. Richard's Grigan. Use gee trouble. Use gee trouble, though. I said, yes. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? They told me it was crazy. So, to be honest, he said, if Richard let you use gee trouble, you got to be sandy. And St. Tadam wrote my application for me. I can say it now because I'm no longer in police band and he's deceased, so he can say it. He wrote me an application for me and a few other fellas. We had a fella named Carter too that get in because it was getting in. The police band wasn't taking in more people. So it was only taking in me. But it's Ellis.
Yes,
you know your boy Ellis. Ellis said, don't want to take. Mr. Keith Ellis.
That's right.
Who was the director of the Picket Crop Band as well. He said, but we don't want to just take one. So this Ellis fella get in because it was getting in.
Yes.
And that's only because of teen talent. And use that Trump card. It's two other times they use the teen talent cards. They used to have so much weight. So he used to always say thank you. But I remember the first time you saw me in uniform and singing. Richard was like, what? Sluggy police band, listen, boy. But when you come, we was performing. It showed good memory is. We were performing in town, Jubilee Gardens. That's a right. Nice concert. Absolutely. Concert.
What a memory.
Yeah.
What a memory.
Yeah. And Richard coming to perform, and then you spoke about me on stage.
Yes.
So then from there, you know, like my life was so much easier in the band, man. He and a lawyer. You know what I mean? He and a lawyer. Because they believe me tight. Because obviously, you know, Richard know a million children. Yeah. But Richard's, but the thing about him, every child feel like he had a personal relationship with him.
That's right.
That's me trick. So when he see me, know he's like FB's best buddies. If you see 10,000 more children, you see anything, you know. But them may know that. You understand? But Richard, seeing children go from one stage to the next, how do you keep focused and just focus right on what going on right here?
Before I go there, your story is very much like Cockroach. Remember Cockroach?
Yeah.
Cockroach was like my son.
Cockroach, top policeman to here, the businessman.
He said to me, I want to join the police force, man. He was working at Ennis Lucas at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so what's the problem? He said, man, I need a testimonial. I need a letter. Can you write a letter for me? I said, do it right now.
Nice.
I stood in his workplace, wrote the letter, and he took it in. And he called me, sir, Mr. So, I got a training school. I said, fantastic, go ahead. So when he came out, the first day he came out as a policeman, he called me. He said, sir, I'm a policeman from today, man. I go into work from the got my badge and
nice
everything.
Nice boy.
I let's have a celebration, let's have a drink. So I said, okay. So he picked me up, and we're going to Titchborne. And we saw these two old people in the road behaving really badly, you know, holding up the clothes and get. I said, nah, you got to arrest those people, man. He said, but it's only my one. I said, no. All you have to say is, assist me in the name of the Queen. Mm. He said, yeah. And I said, yeah, I will hold one, you hold the other. So this is his first day as a police officer. And he got out the car. Cockroach got out the car. He said, you're under arrest for your behavior. He said, assist me in the name of the Queen. I said, well, I got this one. Get in the van, let's go. And we took them down to where the police barge is right now. I put them in the cell. So I was a policeman for like 2 hours.
For 2 hours, because, whoa. But I heard about this. I didn't hear the details, but I know the connection between you and Cockroach and the police force.
Yes,
because Cockroach, when he was playing percussion and backing up in police competition, he won it a good couple of times.
Yes.
He couldn't get it beat. Cockroach had to stop entering the police collective competition.
Absolutely. Yeah, Sedona used to write for him and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
And he's the first person that sang original.
Sedona, forget about that. Yeah.
He's the first person, Cockroach was the first person that wrote original songs in Teen Talent. You know, that time we rehearsed in the Bayland by Basil Luke. He's passed now. And he started to write his own songs and so on like that. And that's where the original concept came from. You know?
I didn't know. No, I didn't know that. Yeah. They didn't know that Cockroach was the first person that sang the original song.
That's right. He wrote a lot of his songs. And, you know, he wanted to be himself. And I encourage it. And that's why I put a category for originality.
Mm.
Because if someone does originality, you know, it gives them a little oomph ahead of the person who's not singing the, you know, in those days, you know. But needless to say, one year I said I was going to have one original song and one copy song. And nobody came in the park. The people said to me, look, listen, we want to hear them singing like Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and everybody else. We don't want the original, then, right?
That year it was
a flop because it's the people who make the thing happen. If they don't want that, then it's not going to work. So
I am extremely happy that you say that because people might feel well, you don't have more of this or more of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the people may not know, and they're glad you said that because I experienced that, you know, in Teen Talent, people coming up singing original songs,
mm-hmm.
but people also want to hear the classics still.
Of course.
And Richard could stick to his own ways and be stubborn, but then the children won't have anybody to perform in front of.
Exactly.
And I know that'd be the most important thing for you, the children.
Absolutely.
To grow.
Somebody for them to present themselves to, you know. It's very important that they are happy. Because it's called the Richard Stout Teen Talent Competition. The show belongs to these kids. They're the ones who are showcased and who are trying to make a name for themselves. You know, so I think we ought to give them every opportunity to progress as young people. You know, so it's different to at Calypso Tent, you sing the same two songs every week.
Yeah.
Where the band knows the two songs. You know, that takes me back to the point where there's some people who talk about the live band and all that, you know. But I often ask them, do American Idol have a live band? Does the show that they have here now, what's it called? A Bear to the World, do they have a live band?
Well, no, A Bear to the World don't got a live band, but American Idol does. Yeah. It's just that the band is
hidden?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you must also put out there that American Idol have millions and millions of dollars
absolutely
pumped into it. The advertising alone, I'm talking about the band, advertising alone be millions of dollars. And then provided for the band and the backdrops and all that, be millions of dollars again.
Yep.
No, but I ain't speaking of business, but I'm sure nobody borrowed this thing ain't give you millions of dollars yet.
Oh, no. Millions.
So that people got to understand, you can't get a band come and play every night and just get some water and put.
I probably have to go in the canal and get thousands. You know, that little fish called thousands. You know, I want to compliment the Barbados government, though, for being here with me the last seven years for putting something into the show.
Yes.
But all the other
always years, grateful.
You know, I had to run by myself, which was very testing. And then you hear people talking about musicians that, you know, and nobody ever took the time to ask me what happened to the musicians.
No, they are not going to.
Right.
They're not going to.
You know, those fellas used to give me gripe. I remember I had a semifinal once, and the lead, the keyboardist, he was at the hospital playing dominoes. And I went down to the hospital. I said, "What's happening? You're not coming. The kids are waiting on you." He said, "Oh, man, I come in there now. Don't worry, I can come there." He came an hour later, and he said, "Who's first?" And the little girl said, "I'm first." She says, "What are you singing? One Moment in Time." She said, "No, you can't sing that. That's too hard. We can't learn that by tomorrow. Sing a song you sang in the prelims." You know, and then at the rehearsal, one day a guy was playing the drums. The little girl said, "But sir, have you played the drum that way? I can't get him." And if you heard the abusive language he offered to the girl, and all these things I've been through, took the drums up and walked downstairs. Then 3 o'clock comes, a boss would say, "Listen, I got to pick up my daughter from school." So I was held to ransom. You know, I couldn't, you know, it was difficult for me to get these fellows to work with me. And then a fellow would come to the show the evening and he forgets some music, sheet home. He said he can't find, you know, he can't. And then the, you know, the guy, one guy would call maybe at 3 o'clock and say, "Look, I'm sending a bass player to take my players because I can't make it today."
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the stage and he's calling, "Go to C, G, F." He's calling the chords. And this child is singing, you know.
Like with how you know you saw it through, right? Because I saw that happen more than once.
They
told me one of the singer people were breaking, but luckily it was a musician, right? But still it was out to sea because I bring the song to the fellas about the fellas get something about a month before. Cause we're trying to make sure we were real early, right?
Yeah.
When they get to the rehearsal, no, after the fella had the song all the time, like the main, he didn't even never hear the song yet. Mm. So Richard like, no, look, right there you got the song, but the thing about Richard would know when them get the songs, what date they get the songs, what time they get it.
That's right.
And he did. So Richard could tell you Wednesday at 3:30, right here in Lonely Hearts Club, in the presence of whoever, you get the songs. And then the man still didn't care. But we were kids. Remember, this is Teen Talent, you know. This is not American Idol. Like, American, and there's another point in your favor. American Idol is adults mainly.
Yep.
This was Teen Talent. So we the children, you know, like 14, 15, 16, 17.
Yeah.
And this happening to, and like, you had to defend it. And it was almost as if the fellas, like, pay me enough money, enough money, or we can mess up your show. Now, for Chelsea, you seeing that as a child. That used to break my heart, make me think so violent. If not for Richard Lee, not letting us see the great.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because I tell you, boy, like, how many times you feel like we were, you know, if it wasn't Teen Talent would have got stopped so much nights. If it wasn't Richard's show because of the band, I saw bands literally try to sabotage Sunday. Like being Queen's Park. Queen's Park, like mature my memory so good. Fantastic. We in Queen's Park, right? For preliminaries. Queen's Park steel shed full, Sealy. Here we tell you what I'm talking, full. Like, sometimes, like, if you ever got a standing room, bro.
People were there from, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You hear this, yeah? This in the line, you know.
With food in
we,
there.
We used to go on there early, you know, a line, ramble. Because you need the excuse to get away from home. So you got a good teen talent, you could left as early as you want. No one questioning because you can't do drunk one with 13 talent. So we could go on as late as we want, ramble. Because we know, don't care we ramble, don't care we behave. You can't do this here because you can't put return name in it. Anyhow, remember how here what we doing there, silly. And when it comes to 7 o'clock, we band to start, the band little swamp still. And they care. this happened like 3 senders back to back.
When Lorianne Keynes won teen talent, Lorianne Keynes, I had to go and
remember that year too.
3 times and stop. Yeah. I said, but gentlemen, this is not the way you're rehearsing the song with this child. Start it over again. I mean, here I am on the stage. I'm trying to get the song right for this child, you know. But they couldn't care less. They were getting paid, right? And that's why I talk about artistry. We all talk about how good people are and all that, but what is your artistry? Are you outside of your ability to play your keyboard and your guitar? What kind of person are you?
Yes.
You know, are you dependable? Are you respectful for, you know, in your business? Are you going to be on time? Are you going to treat the children right? You know, all those little things. Very, very important.
Listen, Richard, we could tell some stories, boy, about the journey being great and going through all these things taught me a lot for sure, and you can see the growth in Hanje. So for sure something is working, and like you said, thank the government for being a part of it for so long. I'm looking forward to double the support, you know. If it was gaining support at 1%, looking forward to 1,000% support, because this is vital, this is extremely important for our growth, because challenging yourself every week and then looking forward to weekly challenges is something that helps anyone grow. This isn't just music, it's life. If you got a garden and you don't water it every day, you know the plants get dead. If you got animals and you don't feed them every day, the animals get dead. So you understand the concept within nurturing youth, because it's the same thing.
But when you look at 43 years of youth development, it's 43 years, people don't even live to see that anymore. I mean, it's an amazing, without stopping, not missing 1 year, I mean. Consecutively, sometimes when I didn't have sponsorship and all that, I still went through whatever.
Non-stop.
I had a dream. I felt that I was doing something worthwhile for these young people of Barbados, you know, to make them see themselves in a different vein and to make them understand, look, you are a part of this life and I want you to be somebody.
Yes.
You know.
All right. As usual, time is getting very small on us. Yes. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break here because we've got some messages to take care of. We also got to come back and run Kinky Stars,
this,
The Legend.
This trap. Kinky Love is trap, boy. You can't. But you got to speak about this trap, boy. This trap legend.
Then afterwards, we'll give the callers who asked for Standby Love and Beijing Girl, we'll give those callers a chance to hear those songs in a couple minutes.
But so break, then straight into the song?
And then we come back to Richard Stout. Yeah, break. To the song by Kinky Star.
Okay.
Then we'll come back and Kinky Star will have a word, and then we'll come back and wrap up with Richard Stout.
Yes.
But I want to tell Richard, I heard him talking about cricket not too long ago.
Yeah.
He is sitting before me. He does not even know that my first ever second division game for Copamere School was against him and Carlton. Whoa. He was in that match. The very first game I ever played in second division for Copamere after leaving the Ronald Tree. I'm going up second division. The first game we ever played was against Carlton. I'll never forget, I scored 21 and 14. And Richard Stout was on that Carlton team.
And I didn't get you out?
No, of course not.
Are you so competitive, Richard, when it comes to cricket? You the first questions he asked you?
If you got me out.
Richard loves you cricket. We can come back, man.
Yes, please.
We'll be back.
Commuters, avoid crossing the road in front of or behind a public service vehicle after disembarking. Remember to wait until the road is clear and other drivers can see you and you can see them. For your safety, it is always best to cross the road where there are pedestrian crossing aids, such as zebra crossings, pedestrian signals, flashing beacons, or traffic wardens. But if you must cross at a point where there are no crossing aids, avoid crossing in the path of oncoming vehicles. Wait for a gap in the traffic or where vehicles have stopped. And also try to make eye contact with drivers before you cross the street.
Primary school action is in full stride, and now the secondary schools are getting into the act during this year's athletic season.
We bring you Trackside with Knapsack coverage on Life 97.5 FM, while the BSAC action is about to take center stage on VOB. It's all in association with our valued partners, the National HIV/AIDS Commission. I choose to wait. I'm worth it. ICBL, always there when you need us most. Protect, work, sports, and your everyday orthopedic needs. Distributed by AA Lachise and Esok Loading Road Service Station. Rep your school, earn money for your school when you fuel up at the Esok Loading Road Service Station.
So you're here to win or lost, they are what?
Champions!
Champion!
Okay, we're back with Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. We're going to give you a song by Kinky Star now. It's called Legend. But before I spin this song for Kinky and Richard here, Kinky, tell me what this song is about, please, if you don't mind, sir.
It speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. And this was written by you?
The Beijing
was written by
Legend.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you're referring to Richard Stout.
Yes, I am.
All right.
It's Richard Dick Stout.
Mm-hmm. And it was penned by you or penned by somebody else?
It was penned by... Edward Rowe, the Mighty Herring, a great man in his time, beautiful songwriter. This man really, really did appreciate and love Mr. Richard Stout for not only his work, for his personality, and as he was speaking before, the way he carries along himself in this Barbados. And the work he's doing is tremendous. I mean, it's before our eyes. And it's like a seed. You plant the seed, watch it grow, and then you can reap the sweets.
Yes, indeed. He has done some wonderful work with the young talent of Barbados and Truth. You're absolutely correct on that. The song is called The Legend, and performing is Kinky Star, and all a tribute to Richard Stout.
but from what I learned, you always put God first. So your blessings, they would come from above. Join with me, my baby, sing this song for Richard with love.
Well, the track is called The Legend. Performed by Kinky Star, and if you listen very carefully, it's paying tribute to the legend himself, Richard Stout, for all of his tireless effort in getting Barbadian talent out there. A great effort there with Kinky Star on that one, The Legend. Kinky, I understand that there will be a launch of the tribute to Richard Stout at Scoopy's at the corner of St. Lawrence Gap on Sunday, the 16th of February, 2020. Now, you want to give me a little insight on that, please?
It's going to be a very emotional night for me, because I live what I sing, and when I sing something, it got to mean what it is. I'll be launching this CD, The Beijing Legend, at Scoopy's, corner of St. Lawrence Gap, and this is for me to do a video of Mr. Richard Stout while he is alive.
Yes.
Because most Beijans is only know how good you is when you die.
Truth.
It
Truth.
Don't make sense.
None.
It don't make pennies. It don't make nothing at all.
I like that.
So
yeah.
I want you all to come on Sunday the 16th, which is tomorrow evening. Be there at 8 o'clock. If you ain't there, you're going to miss something great. Respect should be given to this man.
Let me just run down the flyer for you.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Kinky Star presents the launch of his new CD, a tribute to Richard Stout, at Scoopy's, corner of St. Lawrence Gap, Sunday, 16th of February, 2020. Now, he's asking you to be seated by 8 p.m. You just heard him ask you to do that. And performances will include Kinky Star performing his new hit, which you just heard, a tribute to Richard Stout.
Mm-hmm.
There will also be Shirley Stewart. I didn't say legend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I said the wrong thing. All right. And there'll also be a performance by Shirley Stewart with Walk Away From Love, The Mighty Grainer.
Nice.
There will be Dr. Anthony Carter. You know him as?
Gabby.
There you go. There'll be Wayne Norville and the Richard Stout Teen Talent Contestants. Now, just
nice.
A contribution of $20 towards the same film.
How much? How much?
Contribution of a small token of $20.
What?
$20.
Nice, Kinky Boy.
Towards
$20?
The filming of a DVD.
For artists that we're talking about,
which you just spoke about.
Living it.
No, that's like Grainer, like, you know, Gabby alone is $100. You know, like, you can't call, you know, Grainer alone, you know, like, and then you get any teen talent contestants too.
Right.
And so you get any legends and you get any young budding ones.
And these people are pitching in free.
Yeah.
We don't talk about money, because if Richard used to do this with the love of money,
it won't last for 3 years. Anything that going money is got a shelf
life. It ain't for the love of the money. It's,
once it gone money, get expired.
Is the thought about what I am doing here for this legend.
All right, and people, just remember that this contribution is towards the filming of the DVD he mentioned in tribute to Richard Stout.
Mm-hmm.
To keep his legacy going. You know, that will be very much appreciated if you guys
can. Getting there again, getting there again.
Sunday, the 16th of February, 2020, mm-hmm. And please be seated by 8 p.m. at Scoopy's, corner of St. Lawrence Gap. Now, we're way past our time, but we'll give you a couple more minutes to just wrap up with our guest of honor.
No problem. Of course, Richard knows Richard will have an open invitation. It'd be Saturdays at 6 o'clock. You know, you have an open invitation here. You know, you're extremely busy, but we all know it's going to take us a couple sessions at least to get to the bottom of everything, because you do so much. And like you said, 43 years, like, we don't even live that old these days. I'm not even near 43 as yet. You know what I mean? I've been in teen talent a long time, over 20 years, and I'm not even near 43, still in my 30s. So that just show you how long 43 years is.
Still look young and everything. You know, you haven't changed a bit.
Yeah.
Only a beard now, and but same guy.
Yes, Kinky? You say something?
I just want to mention I have a special guest tomorrow.
Aye.
Who will be doing a special song for Mr. Stout as well.
Mm-hmm.
First time on the stage.
Oh.
And I'm going to bring along with me Mrs. Dennis Earwork.
Nice.
We'll be doing a song for Mr. Stout as
that
well.
Dennis Earwork, that we're talking about. Kinky, before we go, right, what what prompted this?
Believe this here. I was home and I heard that Heron had passed away. I only heard that when I got back to the States. So one night I was in my bed and Heron came to me. Heron came to me and he touched me. He said, he used to call me Kinkers. Kinkers, I wrote a song for you about 10 years ago. You got to record a song for Mrs. Stout.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up like this. I said, you know something? And I went and searched and searched. And he gave me, one of those old cassette tapes?
Yeah.
He gave me an old cassette tape.
Mm-hmm.
Words and everything. When he opened this thing, you know, like when you fold something, you can see the lines in it turning brown.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh my. I said, I got to do this here. I call certain people here and ask for help, you know. And it wasn't very successful, but I'm a very determined person.
Yeah.
Because this is something that I had to do. I must do it because Heron and I and Richard Beer like that.
Yeah.
So Heron came to me, you know, he passed away now. One of Barbados greatest.
Yeah.
He's a great man.
Heron is one of the greatest for sure. And got to tell his story properly one of these days for sure.
Yeah, so he came to me and he said, you gotta do this song. So he called Radar. I said, I'm gonna go to Barbados and I'm gonna do this song. I came down. Me and Radar negotiate.
So salute to Radar.
I want to remind you that Radar is a lot to do with this production as well.
Yeah, salute to Radar for sure.
He did my music, and I want Barbados to know we got a great young man there, Radar Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you must go.
He's very, very talented.
Yeah, you can plug Radar for sure. Radar be always, and not just like talented, be willing. And that'd be like 99% of it. Because once a person willing, talent will come. Because everybody be talented. We just don't know how to tune into it or harness it, but everybody's got talent no matter what.
Not only musically wise, but personally wise too. He's a very good person.
He's
creative.
Yeah,
he's creative.
Radar is a person who has artistry. He understands how to be punctual, how to treat people, how to be disciplined. I am really happy that I've come in contact with him. He does all of the songs for my Teen Talent competition, and he doesn't miss a beat. I mean, amazing. He's just an amazing man. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Sir Richard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I'm extremely pleased that you are alive still to see this.
Absolutely.
Because you and I know, and Kink, you know how this goes. You know how this story goes. You know what I mean? How Sound Hero story.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you were moved, Kinky, to do this now. And I'm glad that you don't have to wait on grants or government grants or government initiative. I'm glad that you decided, listen, this is one of ours. And I'm doing this for us to salute one of our legends in the game, absolute legends. So I'm glad that you did this unprompted. And Richard, it must be extremely fulfilling to see these accolades from your peers. It's hard to get awards and all that, but when your peers and your friends say, you know what, bro, great job, man, I respect you, that gotta be a serious feeling.
I just want to say that I'm deeply honored.
Yeah.
I mean, people die, and you hear all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I went to film this morning, Dr. Owen Eversley. I went to his funeral today, and I heard some things about him I never heard before. I went to Sedone's funeral, the same thing, Boo.
Yeah.
Boo, the trombonist.
You're right.
All the accolades, So I think I'm very lucky and blessed to have this given to me when I can hear it. I don't have to imagine it anymore. I think I'm one of the few people who have got this. When the late Jackie was alive, Jackie never got anything like this, So I'm extremely happy too that Kinky has had the vision and Heron. Heron has written two tributes to me, There's another tribute called Sir Richard, somewhere by Tiger.
He is,
I mean, this guy was just fascinated by the work, and I did, and he never let it be known by inside of his heart. So he wrote about me, and he wanted me to be acknowledged. And God rest him in his grave. I know he's resting peacefully.
For sure.
But I'm grateful for his thoughts, his vision, his understanding, and it has made me feel very, very proud. Even my son Kevin is very proud of the song. Ricky and all them things, and they were moved to tears when they heard it. So it's a good thing, you know. It's a very good thing.
Yeah, for like this is a different feeling, especially today. It's a different feeling for me for sure. Because I love to see these things happen now, you know. While we're here, we can get them. And when they are warranted, you know, like, I'm not saying everybody deserves a tribute, you know. I'm an extreme realist, and everybody's not great, and everyone is not a legend, you know. You don't subscribe to those things, you know. They are very, very few. But for sure, after 43 years, I'm putting out the best of the best. Because we're not saying, well, this body good. Like, we could say every year is one of the GOATs, you know, one of the greatest of all times, you know. Alison Hines doesn't need to explain. We ain't got to explain Oshaka Riley Blood. We ain't got to explain Adrian Clarke, you know. Ian Webster, you know, like, we could get on the list for days and days. But people who are the absolute best, not just by my opinion, but by both awards and the public, the kings and queens of BIM. So you are an absolute legend. And when teen talent starts, you know, for sure, your kids for sure got a home at Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, for sure. You know, you got a home here any day, anytime, you know, sir. Like, is all it could do, you know. It may not be much I can do, but you know, you literally could do, you know how we can do it, because you know it's Sluggy. And I really, really, really appreciate you, my brother. I repeat, and I don't call you anything else but Sir Richard Stout. You know what I mean? That's all it's called.
You've done so many times you met me. And,
yeah.
You know, and I really do appreciate
Sir Richard Stout, greatest. Kinky!
Yeah.
I want you to plug this information before you go. So I wanted to show up because I wanted the information again about tomorrow, the time, and the place, because this is something that Barbados should come out to. Because this is for us, by us. Go ahead.
Hello, Barbados. This is Kinky Star. Presenting a launch of his new CD, a tribute to Richard Stout. Scoobies! Corner of St. Lawrence, yeah, don't miss it. Sunday, tomorrow then, the 16th of February, 2020.
Yes.
Please be seated by 8. I mean Beijing time. I mean 8. All right. Performance by, of course, me. I'm going to be singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't hear, you hear it on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't hear after the CD.
Nah.
Be ready
to
shed some tears, right? Are you also got Shirley Stewart.
Mm.
He walking away. He tried to walk away from love, you know, but he had to come back to Barbados. He back here too. We got the Griner.
Yes.
The ugly man gonna be in there.
Yes.
And we got Hook It.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert, the doctor. We got, in case anybody text sick, we got a doctor in there here.
Yes, that is tomorrow. That is tomorrow.
We in North Hill.
Yes.
Doing a great, great, great job.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so see you, Barbados. I ain't asking for no admission. Just donate towards this video.
That we're talking about.
The legacy of our son of the soil.
Yes, one of ours.
A blazing.
Yes, one of ours.
A blazing. You ain't want it when you gone? When you want it?
No.
All right. See you.
All right, Mr. Stout, thank you very, very much, sir, for coming. I really appreciate you. And I hope that you will come again. And what, we can't do this in one show. We can't do you in one show. It's impossible.
I just want to say, you showed me up on Facebook, and I said to you, just tell me when to come.
Yes, you know? Yes.
I think what you're doing is very, very valuable to entertainment in Barbados. And, and you should be applauded for it, because you're trying to push the local artists. And I'm very, 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 very glad to be here this evening. Anytime you want me to come,
yes,
just call me and say, Stouty, come to tomorrow, man.
We will continue part two for sure. And I just let you know that I'm just trying to continue legacy, because reality of it is that you and I are not going to hear forever.
If we do it now,
hopefully we leave the blueprint that the others will follow when we are gone.
Yes,
so I see you working with the youngsters, and that is what you do. You know, you give up everything I had, every job I had, and just strictly dedicate my life to the young people, because that's what I saw you did.
And that's fantastic.
And you went through the hardships and the sufferings, but you're still alive. Yes. So I take upon myself, you see me, like, Richard can't do it alone either.
Right.
No man is an island.
Nobody.
So I said, I'm going to take up the fight, you know. You got one area, I handle the other area. Hopefully, some other people come and handle other areas, and we connect the four corners of the earth, because the youth is the future. You can't get away from it. We are all going to get one a day.
My feelings are, is if a country is to develop,
yes,
the young people must be given every opportunity.
Facts.
Because they are the future of the country.
Facts.
So if you dissolve them, you know, they want attention. They're going to do things that are stupid. You know, so I think that the more the merrier.
Yes.
I'm happy when I see people doing things for young people. Because
for sure.
They are the future.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy Sluggy. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. VOB 92.9. This have been Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme. Big ups and maximum respect to my producer, Mr. Seeley. Thanks a lot, my brother. Love you from one brother to another. Keep doing a great job as well, sir. VOB Country, we are the number one station in the nation. I'm out.
Thank you, Sluggy. That's Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme there for you. And Sluggy had as his guest this evening, he had Richard Stout, and he also had Kinky Star. As usual, Hanjay was in house to run the show for you. Again, next week, Saturday, 6 o'clock, come and join us one more time for another edition of Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme.